When you do evil, you lose a certain insight. We know that we often say it is darkest under your nose. Sometimes you can't notice the things that happen. There was one young man, a preacher, who was visiting a prison, and he said, "There is one great difference between you and me. You were caught." In other words, we are all victims of our poor choices, and there's a certain blindness that comes upon us. If you'll indulge me with one more little episode of two criminals who had stolen a car, and one says to the other, "Are the police following us?" He goes, "Yes, they are." "Well, look to see if their lights are on." And he looks and he says, "Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no." Don't worry about laughing. It's pretty good, because we should laugh at bad things, because people who are criminals and people who are full of evil in their hearts usually lack comedy. They take themselves too seriously. A person has a car registered, known all over the world, and he tries to outrun the police. He tries to outrun himself. He's like the child who goes in the corner, closes his eyes, and thinks no one can see him. Today, we want to think about the fact that we as a church recycle people. We say, first you have to admit that you're doing wrong to be better. We don't say you should focus on guilt, but guilt is like pain. It tells you something is wrong, so do something about it. Don't complain about it for 20 years. That's silly. Now, there are some, I think, two main reasons why people don't go to church. They're not the only ones. But one is people think that everyone in church thinks they're better than them. Well, we know that old saying, the church is not a museum for saints, it is a hospital for sinners. There are people who are always trying to be better, not just for themselves or for a reward, but for the fact that there is much beauty to be learned in life from a life lived well. And our first and primary gift is always ourselves. And the way I say I love you is by my life. And so when I live a good life and I come here to be with you, I say to you and you say to me, you are worth my time. You are worth being with. You are not perfect, neither am I. Because the other reason people don't come to the church is because they think they are perfect. Now, there's nothing God can do for you if you're perfect. You might as well go to the mall, look for a sale. But those of us who like to recycle humanity and admit their faults and failures know that churches aren't built for God. They're built for us. You have heard me repeat this many times. But the grace and the gift that your presence can mean to another person can inspire them to try one more time. Coming to church is not just checking off a box and finally I've accomplished something. It is speech. There used to be a book called Body Language. Without saying, if people scratch their ear or if they tilt away or if they look a certain way, you can tell what they're thinking. Well, one of the things that people even driving by a church can think is, what's making these people get together? Do they think they're better than me? Do they think they're worse than me? Why are they there? Well, we are here for each other, to show to people that everyone is worthy of being with. Everyone is worth saving. And everyone's life has such a power to it that when we get together, we remind everyone of the Christian family and how much we say we love each other by being here. May your life be your sermon, and may you continue to come to church. And those of you at home after the pandemic, we'd love to see you again. Slava Isusu Christu. Amen.